I can't go out. I'm sick.
Boo, you whore.
Hello, and welcome back to another episode of Outgoing.
Without Going Out.
I'm Lexi.
And I'm Lexi's dad.
And we are not the Fuller Sisters. Gabby is not here. She's on her way here pretty soon. But dad is down in Florida, and I figured, what better way to bond than to rope him into doing a podcast episode when he just wants to watch football?
Oh, I come so excited. I can't wait.
He's so mad. But before we get into the questions that I have prepared for Mr. Brian Fuller tonight, I'm going to recap my week, and we're going to go through our favorites. First of all, how was your travels down here? You got up very early.
It was an early start, but it was a smooth flight down. We got in actually earlier than we were supposed to, so it was good.
And then I came home from work, and by the time I came home from work, everyone was like napping on the couch because they had to get up so early. But other than that, when did we podcast last, Gabby and I? I think it was like middle of last week. And since then, I feel like all we've been doing is working on the home gym. I did spend last weekend home chilling because Sean went to Buffalo to help his parents move. And it was really, really nice. I watched not nearly enough Halloween movies for it to already be November. But when do you start watching Christmas movies? Not till Thanksgiving, or do you watch them first? I know we always make it a tradition to watch Elf Thanksgiving weekend. But do you watch Christmas movies before that?
No, Elf is usually the kickoff for the Christmas season.
I feel like last year you started watching it, though, before Thanksgiving, and we were pretty upset.
Well, it's whenever it comes on first.
I guess so. I saw a calendar on Instagram that was like, if you watched a Christmas movie every day in November and every day in December, you still wouldn't have to repeat movies. Like, you could start watching them in November.
But that's probably a lot of bad movies.
I don't know. I'll have to look at it to see. But yeah, I probably won't start yet. I'm trying to convince Sean to put up our Christmas decorations like sometime next week, maybe. Like after, or not, like the week after next weekend. So I guess in 2 weeks, but before Thanksgiving. But we'll see how that goes. Otherwise, all we've been doing is working on the home gym. We got the whole cable Smith machine set up, and they forgot to give us a cable, so it's not fully functional, which is very frustrating. We got the dumbbells today. That's about all we've been doing. What did we do today? I feel like we just went and ran errands 20 different times today.
That's it, and then we had an unfortunate incident with the fence.
John's truck maybe had a fight with a fence, but it's okay. We've got truck scratch repair kit coming in from Amazon, and I'm gonna fix it. Yeah, that's pretty much all we've been doing. We're waiting for the Bills game. We just ordered pizza and wings. Sean went to pick that up. It's almost 7 o'clock. It's gonna be a late game tonight, but we are gonna watch it outside by the fire, get all cozy. It's pretty cold outside. So when you say like, oh, Florida's too hot, we don't get seasons.
Well, it's also going to be 8 o'clock at night, so it's going to be a little cooler.
Yes, but that's nice. Like, it's not, you know, too hot outside. And everything is cold inside, so you can wear sweatshirts places because it's freezing in the air conditioning. But, yeah, we're both yawning. This is not off to a good start. Otherwise, I've just been going to work. I haven't been working out much. I've been in kind of a rut. I'm blaming it on the fact that we're in the process of building a home gym so that when it's done, I can actually finish it and work out. But Gab is coming up tonight. We're all going to watch the Bills game, and then I think tomorrow we're going to go to the beach.
Can't wait.
Sounds like a plan. Then did you decide if you want to go out to dinner or make dinner tomorrow?
We'll see how the day goes, see how we feel after the beach.
Okay, fantastic. Well, I have my, do you have your favorite of the week? I think you have your favorite of the week. All right, we're going to let Dad go first. What is your favorite this week?
I probably have two this week. First one is being able to play golf in November. That was kind of nice. And the second is probably the package of Chips Ahoy that we bought that was a party size pack. And it seems like everyone's hitting it every time they go by it. So Chips Ahoy is a family favorite this week.
You left it on the dining room table, and to get almost anywhere in the house, you have to walk by it. And it's just so easy to just pick up one cookie as you walk by. And they are just so good. And yeah, playing golf in November, that's why you need to move down here. Got a couple more years till retirement. We're trying to get them to come on down.
We'll see.
Okay, whatever. Well, my favorite this week is lo-fi jazz. Do you know what that is? It's like jazz, but with like beats. I found a playlist on Spotify. No, it's not like that. Not like house music. No, it's like, let me see if I can like find you an example. But it's the perfect music to play when I'm like sitting at work because it doesn't really have lyrics and it's like really calming. and but it's still got like a beat to keep you going, and it's jazz to me is like very autumnal. So autumnal, like very autumn, like for the autumn season. Like this is what I'm talking about. I'll play a little bit. Let me get going.
Elevator music.
No, but it's got like a good beat. Don't you think? Okay, whatever. I'm
still hung up on the word you just said.
Autumnal?
You just made up, I think.
That is a real word. I'm going to Google it for you. Autumnal. You've never heard that?
No. You could have just said very fall-like.
Autumnal. Characteristic or occurring in autumn.
Okay, great.
It's an adjective. You learn something new every day from your child.
You could have just said very fall-like and everyone would have understood it.
But autumnal is like way shorter and easier to say.
Okay,
whatever. Well, you're going to find yourself listening to fall lo-fi jazz now. All right. Well, we might as well hop into our questions here before our food arrives. Speaking of, well, it's not really autumnal. It's more Christmas season, but
fall-like.
Fall, whatever. What is the best Christmas present you have ever received?
Sadly, but in a nice way, probably the sign that Sean made for me 2 years ago that had my mother, your grandmother's handwriting on it.
It's like when Sean had his CNC machine, it's like a handwritten like wooden sign that he stained to match the house.
And it was in her writing that you got off of one of her cards. So it was just nice to see every day when I go down the steps.
I'm trying to think back of my best Christmas present. And all I can think about is one Christmas we were at the house and I came downstairs and there was a bike in the living room. And I have very vivid memory of that bike. But I like that's the only Christmas present that truly comes to my mind. You don't remember that?
You sure that was our house?
Yes, it was our house. It was like, I mean, it had to be like my first bike, I would think.
Was that the one that you kicked three times when you couldn't ride it right?
Probably,
away?
Yeah. That sounds about
fell
right.
Off a toys, kicked it, and walked away from it.
That sounds exactly right. That's how most things went when I was a kid. Okay, next question. As a child, what were you afraid of?
Snakes. Still afraid of snakes.
Are you afraid of anything else? Like,
no.
Just snakes? Like, just what about snakes. Like lizards?
No, don't bother me.
Just snakes.
Just snakes. Not a fan.
Interesting. That must be a genetic thing.
Yeah. Your grandmother was deathly afraid of snakes.
I mean, don't get me wrong. I don't like snakes, but I wouldn't say they're like a fear of mine. Like, do I want one near me? No. But like, if I see one,
supposedly
I'll like jump, but.
When I was a baby, there was a little garter snake somehow in my crib.
That's terrifying.
I'm thinking your uncles put it in there, but.
That's scary.
I don't know for sure.
That's scary. Who got it out?
I don't know. I was a baby.
Well, you obviously were told the story.
They didn't tell me that part.
That's scary. Okay. What did you want to be when you grew up?
Well, a professional baseball player first, but when that didn't become a possibility, then when I was in high school, I wanted to be an accountant.
Yeah, why?
Probably because of my accounting teacher. I liked him a lot, Mr. Schreckengost.
Shout out to you, Mr. Schreckengost, if you're listening to this.
Yeah. So that's what I was supposed to be and actually graduated from college with an accounting degree and worked in that for about 2 months and got out. And
did you have to go back? And how long did you have to go back to school to be a teacher?
I did. Well, I coached a season before I got the accounting job. So I had one season of coaching and then went back and I started in November because Mercer's was on trimesters at that time. So it was November and got done the following year. So a year and a half later, June.
That's it? Mm-hmm. So a lot of your accounting stuff transferred over?
All my degree did, yeah, to be a business teacher.
So then what classes did you have to take? Just like education?
Yeah, just the education-based courses.
Interesting, okay.
I'm guessing I must not have been a very good accountant because when I went in and gave my 2 weeks to my boss, his only statement or question was, he asked me if I was still going to play on the business softball team. So that's all he cared about.
Your skills were solely there.
Yeah, I was a better shortstop than I was accountant, I guess.
That's really funny. You've never told me that story. I can't picture you being an accountant, to be honest with you. I feel like you would be really bored.
Well, I was in a public accounting firm, so nobody really talked to anybody because everybody's billing every second of the day to a client, and it wasn't a lot of fun. It was pretty dry and boring.
Mm, okay. And then what? You just said, I think I want to be a teacher?
Yep, because I had coached for that year, and I really enjoyed coaching, so I wanted to continue
teacher
coaching.
Teacher coach. Mm-hmm. Okay. What would you say is the soundtrack to your teenage years? If you could pick like one song that you're like, oh, I was a teenager and this is what that reminds me of.
Oh, Guns N' Roses, easy. Welcome to the Jungle, Paradise City, anything from the 80s hair band.
Interesting. Lindsay's face is saying otherwise.
I thought like Beastie Boys or something like that.
Mm-mm. Interesting. I don't know what, like, my teenage years, I just think of like Akon, Smack That. Like, that's what comes to mind, or like Rihanna.
Like that guy just got smacked on TV?
Yeah. Yeah, like that. Like those kind of songs. I don't know. Like boring 2000s, 10s hits or something. Nothing like super exciting.
Kids Bop.
I did not listen to Kids Bop. Don't pretend. I was listening to Eminem far earlier than I should have been. What would teachers say about you when you were a kid?
That I was nothing like my older brothers.
In a good way?
In a good way for me, yes. No, I don't know. Comments on report cards were always the...
It's a pleasure.
Yeah, pleasure to have in class. Gets
were you teacher's pet?
No, I don't think so.
Were you a bad kid? Were you a class clown?
No.
So what the heck were you? Just a dork?
Follower. No, I was a rule follower.
Were you popular?
I think so. I think so.
Would you say I would? Would you say I was popular?
No. Not at all.
Would you say Gabby was popular?
Gabby didn't talk to anybody, so she couldn't have
been. But she had a lot of friends. Like, she sat at a lunch table with a lot of friends.
Yeah, that's because she was so small they didn't see her there.
Oh, I didn't get invited to any parties. Okay, who is your celebrity crush?
You didn't give me that question in advance.
You have to think about it.
Celebrity crush. Who do you think my celebrity crush is?
I feel like, for some reason, I think like Cameron Diaz.
Cameron Diaz would be a lot of fun to hang out with. I think she...
Eva Longoria, I feel like back in the day, maybe when Desperate Housewives was on. I don't know.
No. Cameron Diaz would be a good one. She'd be fun.
Really?
Lots of laughing, I think. Who are the two people? There's always two people I always said that had...
You can't remember?
She was one of them.
No, but Ellen DeGeneres.
Oh, Ellen would be a blast.
Yeah,
Ellen and Cameron Diaz would be the most fun to hang out with.
Okay, interesting.
Who's your celebrity crush?
Probably Ryan Reynolds and Blake Lively equally. As a married couple, I would like want to hang out with them. Like a double date with Blake Lively and Ryan Reynolds would be so fun to me, I think. But as far as just like fun people to hang out with, like I guess your version of like your Ellen DeGeneres crush would be Adam Sandler.
Yeah, he'd be fun. Because I think he would be real. Like Ellen, I just think they would be real when you're hanging out with them. You know what I mean?
Yeah, like down to earth, like people.
Yeah.
What is something in 2023 that you think the child version of you would find crazy? Like something you never thought would be like around or the way the world is or technology or something like that. That you would think that you'd be shocked by.
Oh, gosh, that's
something I still don't understand to this day is fax machines. I don't get how they work.
Because nobody uses them anymore.
I use them at work all the time. Every time I have to send like a medical clearance to a doctor or something, I got to use a fax machine. And I'm just thinking to myself, how the heck can I put this paper on my machine and it just prints at their machine? Or email? I don't know. That stuff is so confusing to me.
Just like telegraph back in the day.
I don't get that either.
Code and everything. Probably the whole Bitcoin thing I don't understand still.
Oh, I still don't get that either. Yeah. I couldn't understand that to you.
I don't understand all that.
Or stuff. I couldn't explain that to you because I don't understand it either. And another thing, this isn't like 2023. I feel like this has been around since physics has been around. But I cannot get my head wrapped around relativity and time and space. Don't try. I've watched all those movies. I don't get it.
Some things aren't meant to be understood.
Well, other people understand it. It's just not me, apparently. Before you became a father, what were you most excited about with being a dad? Like before we were born, but you're like, oh, kids are coming. What was exciting to you?
Just the fact of having a bad day and then coming home and seeing you guys, knowing that everything was okay.
I thought you were going to say coaching us.
Well, I'd look forward to that until it actually happened. And then it was a nightmare.
It was not that bad.
It wasn't that good either. No, it was fine. But I was able to separate, and you were able to separate dad and coach for the most part.
Yeah,
so I
would say.
Just the same as I treated.
Well, same with when you were my principal.
I coached and all that. I treated all the players that way.
Same when you were my principal, too. I never took advantage of that other than the free snacks in the office. Whenever there was food in there, that's it. I got in trouble just as much, if not more, than other kids. I mean, I didn't do anything bad, but.
Because you knew I wasn't going to bail you out. You were going to fight your own battles.
No, the only detention I've ever had, he looked the principal in the eye and told her to give me detention.
You shouldn't have wrote in the kid's planner.
It was so stupid. My detention slip said defacing school property. Like, are you kidding me? I wrote my name with hearts around a kid's planner. Give me a break. Okay, what is your ideal relaxing day? From wake up to go to bed. Well, it's probably all the same thing.
Yeah, probably a just relaxing day would be just hanging out at home.
Sitting in your chair.
Yeah, Sundays in the winter at home and can't do much outside or anything outside. And it's snowing and just watch 3 football games and take a nap
what?
On and
what off. Would you eat? Chili?
Chili is a go-to in the wintertime, yes.
Mine would be reading my book out by the pool in the sun. That would be my ideal day. I'd wake up, have my coffee, lay by the pool, read my book, come in, make dinner, watch a movie or a show, and go to bed. That sounds fantastic with a bowl of ice cream. What achievement are you most proud of?
Most proud of. Probably the fact, besides obviously you and your sister, probably the fact that I've made it nearly 30 years in education and still going.
Oh, I thought you were going to say you've made it 50-something years and never had a cup of coffee.
Well, that too.
This man has, you've ever even tasted it?
I tasted it one time when I was a little kid, but it was all sugar and milk, and so it wasn't really coffee.
Yeah. I mean, I like the taste of coffee. I could...
52 just... years old and still going strong, no coffee needed.
That's well, you also take 30 naps a day. I watched you go in and out of sleep all day long.
You got to do what you got to do to get through the day with you.
Whatever. I thought your achievement was going to be that you have the coolest daughter on this side of the Mississippi River.
Next question.
Okay. What qualities do you most value in yourself?
Well, I don't like talking about myself like that, but I think the biggest thing is the fact that if I say I'm going to do something, I'll follow through and do it, whether it's at school and work or with friends or whatever. If I say I'm going to be there, I'm going to be there.
That's nice.
And that I'm always on time or early.
Yeah, I'll give you that. You're never late. He always told us if you're earlier on time, if you're on time, you're late. I had to think about that. My brain didn't work for a second.
And if you're late, you're fired.
Okay, well, since you didn't ask, I'll answer the qualities that I value in myself most.
You have no problem telling me, so go ahead and tell the world.
Well, no, there's just certain things I'm proud of. Number one is I have never once given in to peer pressure. No part of peer pressure gets to me. Doesn't matter how many people are telling me to do something, I could care less. And number two is that if I have something that I want to get accomplished, I do not stop until I do it.
Sure.
You are the worst. Okay, what's a lesson that you learned the hard way in your 52 years of life?
Probably having too much trust and faith in some people. I've learned that very recently in life, that you trust somebody and then you get burned.
Care to elaborate on that?
I do not.
Okay. I don't really have a lesson that I've learned the hard way that comes to mind.
Just got to always look out for yourself, I guess.
Yeah. Yeah, I'll give you that. That you, just because you would do something for someone doesn't mean that they would do it for you. I would give you that. That's a good point. If you could travel anywhere in the world, where would you go?
Well, I guess we're going to do it next summer. Italy. I think that
would that
be
have been, though, your number one?
Yes,
like,
I think so.
Okay.
Italy or Australia.
Australia would be cool, but I don't know if I could. That's a long flight. It'd have to be a comfy. I'd have to be loaded. And I'd have to be in one of those, like, bed seats. Yeah. I'd be afraid of bugs. And I've heard the bugs are crazy. But the people seem so nice, and they just, I just want to listen to them talk all day.
They have a spider season, too. You ever see that?
No, but I don't. That would, yeah. Cobwebs everywhere. Ugh, yeah. No. It would be cool, though, to experience everything opposite. Like, their Christmas is their summer. Isn't that crazy?
It's opposite seasons.
That would be so wild. I wonder, if you're Australian and you're listening, please explain to me. When you go to school, do you go to school during our, like, are your school years opposite of ours, where your summer break is our winter break? Or do you just go to school when it's cold? Or go to school, when it's warm and you're off when it's cold? So or do they go to school all year?
So if we go September to June, they would probably go
don't know.
So their winter season is in our summer season. So they would have to go like November?
Maybe November to what? Like February?
Or would they go
March?
Like February to October, maybe.
I don't know. Please let me know if you're Australian, what your school year looks like. What is your biggest pet peeve?
Probably when people tell you they're going to do something and then they don't follow through with it.
Like they flake? Like, yeah. Do you hate when people flake on plans?
Pretty much, yes. When you're counting on them to do something or be somewhere, or, and late people. Don't like it when people are late all the time.
Hmm. Okay.
How about yours?
The sound of people chewing. I can't, like, it like makes my skin crawl. Like, that's any of that sound with, like, people's saliva glands in their mouth, like, when they're chewing or chew, like, yeah, I like that, like, makes my skin crawl. I really don't like that sound. That or when I hold the door for someone and they don't say thank you. That drives me nuts. What was your favorite toy as a kid?
Probably the big wheel, because we used to have a German Shepherd named Capone.
Wait, you had dogs other than boxers?
We did when I was much younger, yes.
I didn't know that.
We had a German Shepherd. I don't even remember where he came from, but his name was Capone.
I like that name.
He was like Al Capone, and he was deathly afraid of thunder. So anytime it rained, he would freak out. But we would tie the big wheel to a rope and then tie the rope to Capone. And then my older brother would take off running, and Capone would chase him, and I'd be riding the big wheel.
Funny.
So I'd be hanging on. Yeah, that was... Big wheels were fun. That or wiffle ball bats and baseballs, because we played a lot of wiffle ball as kids.
I can't think of, like, my favorite toy. The one thing that comes to mind is Big Game Hunter.
Do you want it?
I love that. The rifle that comes and you just, like, shoot the deer on the TV. I love that game.
Well, you could probably still find it, I'm sure.
Yeah, but they're, like, probably vintage and overpriced now. All right, what lessons has fatherhood taught you?
That's a good question. Probably just the follow through, being there for you guys whenever you need me, as much as I can, even though you're 3,000 miles away or however far it is.
Yeah, he always told us, no matter what's going on, if you need me, just call. I'd rather you call than get yourself into a situation.
That's right. If I'm not napping, I'll be there.
Sounds about right. What is your number one tip for me when I become a parent? You got any? I don't know. I say all the time, I don't know how you guys did it. I don't know if you just got lucky with me and Gabby that we just like liked you guys and wanted to hang out with you. But we were also like not afraid, but like wanted to follow the rules because we didn't want to disappoint you. Mm-hmm. Like, how did you do that? Were you like exposed us to stuff so we weren't sheltered? But also, well, that's probably why. We weren't sheltered, so we didn't care to try anything.
Right. No, I didn't. You guys were around our friends as much as possible, and we never told them they had to watch their language or not drink in front of you or anything like that, because that doesn't bother us.
Right, and we watched inappropriate movies and stuff, so that didn't, like,
we'd rather,
you know.
We wouldn't go that far.
We did. We watched Wedding Crashers when I was in third grade.
But I'd rather do that and educate you on it than
right.
Let you try to figure stuff out yourself and make mistakes.
But how did you instill not fear in us, but like we always wanted to do the right thing, but we were also like we hung out with you guys. You were the cool parents, but like also
we
didn't disobey you.
Tell you not to disappoint us.
That's it.
That's pretty much it.
So what you're saying is you just got lucky and
probably.
You winged it.
Pretty much, yeah. A lot of MSU.
Making stuff up.
Yeah.
So you don't have any tips?
No, just be there for your kids. Read to them every night and be there for your kids.
See, that's so funny that you say the read to us every night, because I don't remember you guys reading to us ever.
I don't know.
Okay.
Don't know what to tell you.
All right. What surprised you about being a parent? I guess, okay, I'm thinking like, okay, two things. One surprise, having a newborn. And a second surprise, like as we got older.
I mean, the fact that you just figure stuff out. You have no idea. You know, when you're a young parent, you have no idea how to do anything, but you just learn to figure it out. And people always tell me, you know, I remember they always say, oh, you know, enjoy the moment. They grow up so fast. And when you have newborns, you're just trying to get through the next day. But they truly do grow up fast. I mean, I can't believe you guys are 25 and 27 already.
Do you feel like life moved faster after you had kids?
100% it does.
Oh, see, that scares me.
The older you get, the faster it goes.
True. So I guess it doesn't have anything to do with kids. It's just you get older, but...
Yeah.
Okay, well, when you were my age, you had two kids. Mm-hmm. That's insane to me.
That's crazy. But that's why I was 49 and Gabby was out of college.
No, I know, but like... So. I can't picture myself. I say all the time, if I got pregnant right now, it would be a teen pregnancy. Even though I am 27 years old, it would feel like a teen pregnancy. Like, I can't picture myself having two kids and how you were my age. Did you feel old enough to have two kids?
Yeah, I think so.
Like, I don't feel 27. When people ask me how old I am, I'm like, 23.
Well, I don't feel 52.
Right.
I feel it. My body feels it, but I don't act it.
Okay. So what surprised you later on as we got older then? That was more when we were little.
Probably just that you are able to be friends with your kids. I used to always tell you guys that it's not my job to be your friend.
Yeah, but you were.
Until you were 21. Then once you turned 21, that's different.
Right? I will say true. There was a little bit of a shift after I turned 21, but we were still friends before. Like we preferred to sit at home and hang out with you guys versus like other people.
Yeah, a lot of that's because you didn't have friends. So
this is just a roast Lexi podcast. Oh gosh. Okay, what is your favorite memory with me, if you can think back? A favorite memory that just instantly comes to mind where you just laugh.
Oh, that time you puked in your grandfather's face.
Okay, but sure. I don't remember that. I was like 9 months old or something.
Probably even with both of you guys, just every Christmas when you were younger and we'd be at Grandma Pat's.
Oh my god. That one picture of me when I opened up, I think it's like something stupid, like a cotton candy machine at Grandpa Pat's house, and my face is like this. Just like so excited. That was the best. Can we do that with our kids where you just do like a crazy big stocking of stupid stuff and then just like fun gifts?
Yeah. Well, your grandmother loved Christmas.
Oh my gosh. But like, I feel like normal people like get mad when people buy their kids like a bunch of games and toys. And because I mean, realistically, like, what are you going to do with all that? But we really did play with it.
We did. Yeah, that was fun. Christmas there was the best.
And then what about with Gabby? If you had to say a specific memory with her, even though she's not here.
Gosh, I don't know. I mean, still the favorite memory of both of you guys is that weekend that you both played on the same softball team.
4th of July weekend.
Darien Lake. That was fun having you both on the same team.
All right, Dad is eating his pizza and he is out of podcast mode into Buffalo Bills mode. So we're going to ask Sean some similar questions to see how he answers them. No, we do not have children. No, we are not planning on having children in the near future, but eventually we would like to have children. And so we're going to ask Sean some of these questions too. See how they compare to my dad. Actually, we'll just go through all of them quickly. What is the best Christmas present you've ever received?
To say like a train set when I was a kid, like that was like my most memorable, the one that I remember.
I said a bike, and then my dad said that I couldn't ride it, and I kicked it twice, and I walked away.
He did tell me that story this weekend.
This weekend?
Yes.
Why did that come up this weekend? At golf, maybe?
Oh. Yeah. Yeah, like how you wouldn't probably take well to golf because you'd probably just give up.
Yeah. Okay, whatever. As a child, what were you afraid of?
Like the dark, like my parents dying, that kind of stuff. I mean, like loved ones dying.
Well, his was snakes. Like, were you afraid of anything? The dark? Like, were you?
No, I was scared of the dark. Yeah, like up until like 10, maybe.
Okay.
10 minutes ago.
What did you want to be when you grew up?
I didn't really know. I really wanted to be like a major league, like. MLS, MLS soccer player. That's what I really wanted to be, and then it just changed. I mean, later in life, it became a firefighter. So when I was in high school and stuff.
What is the soundtrack to your teenage years? If there's one song that you hear and you're immediately like, "This is my teenage years," what is that song?
Any song by Blink 182 or Simple Plan.
Okay, well, Brian said Guns N' Roses, so kind of a similar vibe.
If that doesn't age him, I don't know what will.
What did teachers say about you when you were a kid?
That I was a bad kid.
Really? Like, in what way? Like, where you just didn't pay attention, but that's because
ADHD disorder.
Yeah. Well, you actually had that, so still do. Who was your celebrity crush?
Back in the day?
You could do when you were a kid and now.
Back in the day, my celebrity crush was Tyra Banks.
Like, I had the hots. Her and I look very similar.
I had the hot.
Okay, he said Ellen DeGeneres, so.
That's a lie.
Well, he said Cameron Diaz for looks, Ellen DeGeneres for personality.
But when you were a kid, like, what was your?
Well, who was it like when you were a kid? Do you know off the top of your head? Pamela Anderson.
That's a good one.
He said.
Back in the day, Pamela Anderson. Yeah. Not anymore.
Okay.
Yeah, Tyra Banks, and now today, Josh Allen.
That sounds about right. What is something in 2023 that the child version of you would find, like, wild? That either it exists, or the way the world is, or whatever.
Probably artificial intelligence.
Okay.
That's, like, I didn't really ever have the concept for that as a kid, but looking back now, like, well, when I first, like, saw, like, iRobot, like, that stuff was wild. That's more of a reality today, and I think that that's kind of crazy.
Dad said Bitcoin because he doesn't understand it. So maybe after this you can explain it, because I don't understand it either. I don't get what it is.
Yeah, I don't really get it either.
Oh, okay. What are you most excited about becoming a father? Like, with becoming a dad in the future, what excites you most?
Like, having a piece of me and a piece of you, and like making a child out of that. Like,
well, here's to hoping that they don't get half of both of our traits, because Gabby got all the good traits and I got all the bad traits. So
I don't know, like that child being like my own. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Okay.
I don't know. That's a bad answer.
No, that's a good answer. I get it. What is your like most ideal relaxing day?
Chilling by the pool.
Yeah, that's what I said.
Getting like a project done, and then
that's relaxing to you.
Well, I'm saying like getting that done and feeling like a sense of accomplishment, and then relaxing after that.
What achievement are you most proud of?
The home gym. Yeah, no. I don't know.
I feel like the house in general, like the stuff you've done with the house, I think is impressive. But
yeah, I mean,
in life,
that's fun and all. I don't know. Just like. Like my military service, maybe like completing that, and like just the sense of accomplishment of doing that, maybe.
Okay. What qualities do you most value in yourself?
I don't know. I have a sense of like honor and like integrity.
Yeah, you're a good person. You're very moral. Like, if they forget to scan something, we have to go back and make them scan it. Like, Sean will not let us just come home. Even though they forgot to scan it.
Yeah, because that's called stealing.
Yes, I know, but I'm just saying the average person would probably not turn around.
Yeah.
What is a lesson that you learned the hard way in life so far in your 30 years?
I don't know. Your actions have consequences, I guess. I learned that a lot in high school and, you know, getting in trouble and realizing, like, this kind of sucks, the consequences of it. And, you know, the like later on in life that these consequences are going to be more severe.
Mm-hmm. If you could travel anywhere in the world, where would you go?
Right now I'd say I'd really like to go like Belgium, Germany, and like the Netherlands. But as of today, I'd really like to go to like Hawaii or Bora Bora or something like that.
That's new. That's usually never been your vibe.
I just feel like being on a beach somewhere.
You're just stressed.
Yeah. I need to get away.
Okay. What is your biggest pet peeve?
Loud chewing, I'd say.
That's mine.
Or bad drivers.
Oh, that is your biggest pet peeve. Yeah, I would agree. Bad drivers. 100%. Yes. You could deal with someone chewing in your ear. We talked about that earlier. What was your favorite toy as a kid?
Probably my Game Boy Color. Like, I probably put some hours on
that. I thought you were going to say, like, your Army Men or something like that.
I mean, I played with those a lot, but my Game Boy Color was, like, That actually, that was one of
the
my
best Christmas. That's what I thought you were going to say.
One of my favorite Christmas gifts. Yeah, I just didn't think of it at the time. But my mom always tells a story of how the Game Boy Colors came out and they were like Black Friday deal. And she had my sister literally like say, hey, we need to get one of these Game Boy Colors. You know, there's limited supply. My oldest sister, Janine, was literally climbing in between people's legs, like trying to get through to grab one of these Game Boy Colors. And she always tells that story. So I think that's like one of my most memorable or like my favorite toys.
What do you think you have learned by being a pet parent that you think will help you with being a human parent?
I think like a little bit of patience, because like I know that like they probably have like the, you know, smarts of a 2-year-old.
No, I don't know about that. They're both pretty smart, unfortunately. I think it would be easier if they were dumb.
Initially, like
training them and things like that.
When they poop on the rug, like they don't understand, like, you know, they're kind of confused kind of thing.
Yeah. Okay. I guess I don't really have any other questions that relate to you other than what's your favorite memory with my dad? I know what my favorite memory with both of you is, but do you want me to say that first?
I'd say our engagement in Savannah. That was a good time.
Oh, I was going to say when you pretended to be George from Boston in Disney World at the Indiana Jones show. I don't think I've ever told this story on the podcast. We were at the Indiana Jones show. It was just me, Sean, and Dad. And they had called for volunteers, and Sean raised his hand, and he pretended that his name was George and that he was from Boston, Massachusetts, and the entire show, he is talking like that. And my dad, I don't think I've ever to this day seen him laugh that hard again in my entire life. He was cracking up. We have the whole thing on video, but I would say that. All right. Well, thank you guys for being on the podcast. Rita's about to eat the microphone because she's so hungry with daylight savings time. She thinks it's like we're starving her. Thank you for listening, and we'll see you next week on Outgoing
Without Going Out.
Bye.